KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
Christine Deevil has devoted her life to poetry. She's the co-owner of a poetry-only bookstore in Seattle's Wallingford neighborhood, and she's a graduate of the prestigious Iowa Writers Workshop. Deevil's collection, Woodnote, based on diaries left to her by a long-departed relative, recently won the Washington State Book Award for Poetry. But even so, Christine Deevil describes herself as someone who's almost constantly in crisis about why she or anyone writes. KUOW's Elizabeth Austin spoke with Christine Deevil about that ambivalence and how it plays out in her work.
Christine Deevil's collection, Woodnote, includes a poem called Economy, in which Christine creates a kind of conversation between herself and Sarah, a distant relative who lived in rural Indiana during the first half of the 20th century and who scrupulously kept a daily diary for more than 50 years. Diaries which Christine inherited and which became the source material for Economy. Christine carefully sorted Sarah's observations about the weather, the work on the farm, into chant-like patterns, which Christine interleaved with her own observations to create the poem Economy. Here's Christine Deevil reading from Economy, accompanied by pianist Robin Holcomb.
We sew, we wash, we did Saturday work, we finished quilt, we baked bread, we washed, we cleaned upstairs, we washed and sewed, we made molasses, we finished ironing, we work at cherries, we ironed and scrubbed, we dry corn, we wash, start coal fire and wrap sweet potatoes, we sew. I would like to study the day's lesson from the book of Sarah, who hath done what she could. I am reading each of her days for a double score and more, and I know her not. I am untutored and reading the text of Sarah.
Christine Deevil reading an excerpt from Economy, one of the poems in her collection, Woodnote. Christine, what attracted you to using your relative Sarah's diaries as source material for a poem?
I think because I was curious about them, and they, you know, I saw them every day. They were out on my shelves, and every day they sort of interrogated me in a way. I was so conscious that here this woman who had lived her entire life unmarried on a farm, worked very hard, went to church, every day wrote something down, every day. Many of the entries very, very simple. And I, who have struggled almost my whole life to write, which seems absurd given that I keep doing it, was both amazed and perplexed and stunned by the act.
Well, one of the things that attracts me to this poem, Economy, is the way you address so directly your own difficulty in doing this work that you've set for yourself, your work as a poet. So I'd like to invite you to read another section from Economy.
It is frightening to write and saddening not to. It has taken me 3 days to write that down. I have been thinking it for 3 days. It has taken me. 3 days it has taken me. What has taken me? Last night I saw a performance by Jessica Williams, a jazz pianist, along with a bassist and drummer. Jessica Williams is tall and slender. Her hair is straight and blonde white. Her voice when she speaks is a rustling. She looks like a sheaf of wheat. Her hands are large and subtle and fine, and with her brain, which must be the same, she assembled songs I know using a method of engineering that involves precipices, sluices, and pools. She and the bassist and the drummer kept rinsing me with dipper water. They kept floating me boxes that I opened and became happy. Toward the end of the evening, she said to us, "We've played some good music tonight, been played by it." That's not ego, she said. It's a reason to be on this earth for more than breathing. It is tempting to write that Sarah's 54 years, nearly 54 years of diaries, Her purchase and filling almost of 54 diaries was a way for her to do more than breathe. Perhaps it is not temptation, but hunger. I am nibbling at her rows of books. Pieces come off in my hands. I am rummaging, ruffling, sniffing, pawing. I am the dusk rat, set on my search, my hunt, my errand, my thoughtless task. I am looking to undo my hunger, to do more than breathe. Oh, not to feed my hunger, but to undo it. She fed herself every day. I can barely put my hands on the typewriter keys to write this. I am winching myself here. She fed her day to the book, and then the book to herself. Did she read them after writing them? The days, the books? Why? She fed herself to her day to her book, her book to herself, whether she read it again or not. It is tempting, it is my hunger, to say she fed her hunger to do more than breathe on this earth by keeping her diaries. Now I am keeper of her diaries. Why is not to be a question for either of us any longer, I would like. Why is the face of worthwhileness? Why do it, asks the hunger, is the hunger. I open my mouth to the sun. Let us feed elsewhere.
We're listening to Christine Deevil reading an excerpt from the poem Economy, which is in her collection Woodnote. I'm thinking about something you said a moment ago about struggling to write and a question that's very clear in this about
I don't hide it. Sorry.
On the surface of it, it's an interesting question for someone who's devoted her life to poetry and to making art. It's sobering to know that that is still an open question for you.
Yeah, and I mean, to even say it, and as you see, I struggled to even say it because it feels self-indulgent, but I think I felt when I was writing this piece, and I wanted it to really, I think, be a conversation, not just with Sarah, but about art. I think that was really weighing on me at that point. If you love art, and I think we all do, I mean, all kinds of art, and you want to make art too, and you want your art to speak to other art, it's scary because you think, wow, I love these things, and I want to make something worthy of them. And that's, I mean, in many ways we can say, well, all art is worthy of other art. That's when I say, how do you live? I mean, that how do we find a way to live? Maybe we need to make art. I mean, I'm not saying that's any more important than eating. I'm not. I'm really, really not. I think we'll make art no matter what. I think it's in us. You can't stop us. But figuring out how to take that and make it a large part of your life and live with it sometimes is frightening. At least to me.
I'm realizing that one of the things that intrigues me about Economy is there's a kind of tension between the voice that we get of Sarah's. Because of the way you've sorted the journals and we get groups of similar phrases, her voice comes across as very calm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's almost like she's the staff of of music, and I'm traipsing all around, or she's support, and it allows me to walk certain places. That it's collaborative. That her honoring of that dailiness, and that's what she did. I mean, she is honoring it. She thought that was worthwhile to do. Allowed me to then come forward and do some of that myself, just in a much more discursive way, probably.
Is that dailiness part of what appealed to you about these journals?
It did. I think it did appeal to me. It's also not just the language at that point. She thought every day was worth writing down, every single day. And it's not like she wrote a lot about it, but every day had value in it to her. To feel that way is astounding to me. I mean, we should. I understand we should all feel that way, but we're complex, goofy human beings, but to see it laid out that simply is really stunning.
Well, Christine Deevil, though we don't have time to hear all of Economy, I would like to have you read us just the end of the poem now.
Monday, August 10th, 1914. A good rain this afternoon. Ma and I washed, Pa hauled coal, 3-ton, 160-pound. John plowed. Arthur painted summer kitchen. The robin singing into the dusk is not defining anything, but I am still grateful.
When I read those last lines, I hear them, and that image of the robin, I hear it not as an answer exactly to the question that you have raised in many different ways in this poem about why write or sing.
Mm-hmm.
So not as an answer exactly, but as a kind of resting place, a way to set the question down and go on.
Mm-hmm. I think to end up in gratitude is a great place to be. That doesn't necessarily mean that everything's, you know, gone the way you wanted it to go or that you understand, but to just say, I'm grateful for what's come my way that I could appreciate, that I could participate in, that I could be with.
There's a kind of equivalency that you're drawing between the robin's song and the singing that we all do with whatever it is that we make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's true. And the robin, I mean, not like I know what a robin's brain is, but I don't think it's setting out to make art. But perhaps those lines just show that I just think so much of the world is filled with wonder, and it's everywhere. I mean, that just seems easy to say at some point. But there are dark, dark days. And, to be reminded of that periodically is a blessing.
Poet Christine Deevil speaking to KUOW's Elizabeth Austin. From 94.9 KUOW, I'm Marcy Silman.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.